feet.
Okay, you know the deal. You can email us at any stage, talk at beat102103.com. I'm sorry, everybody, for what I'm about to read.
Oh, no.
Hi, Niall Show. I've been listening to The Dilemma a lot lately and thinking how something that I found out about my boyfriend a few weeks ago doesn't seem so weird after all. I'd like your take. We are both almost finished college and have spent most of the year apart, but he's asked would I consider getting a place with him during the summer. Some of his house behaviour is questionable, and that I have to say, I have doubts. Here's my biggest. I found out last month that he only changes his boxers every second day. I swear I was close to breaking it off there and then, but he talked me around. I've been too embarrassed to ask anyone else about this, so I just thought of ye. He claims that a lot of his football team do this, and it's very normal. He said what they do is on day two, they turn them inside out for another wear. He says it saves on washing and is perfectly clean. Can I ask you this, guys? Is this the norm for men? I would never wear the same knickers 2 days in a row. I feel rotten. Do boys do this? Please keep me anonymous in this. Thanks.
Oh, God.
What fella's out there inside and out his boxers for the next day? Is that a thing?
I've heard about it before, but I didn't think anyone actually did it, to
That's
be
disgusting.
Honest.
It's only Monday. Yeah. It's only Monday, lads. And my hair was called manky last week, and this is...
And we're starting on a similar vein this week.
Honestly, I don't in any way accept the whole argument of it saves on washing and they're clean because you've turned them inside out. They're absolutely not clean. Mm. Like, boxers, the material on boxers is not thick enough to justify your... You know, what's going on down there not coming out the other side, as in like, you know, like, no, I don't mean that, but I just mean like there's germs and there's like all sorts of things. And then you're turning them inside out as if like that's a fresh pair. It's absolutely not. Like, you know, you know what goes on in boxers more than I do. But like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, like, would either of you do this? The only way this would be acceptable is if you went away for a night and you forgot a spare pair.
Yeah.
And you were like, needs must, I'm going to turn these inside out.
At a festival or something.
Yeah. But like, this is not an everyday thing. Please tell me it's not. Come on.
Come on, lads. I mean, come on.
This is grim.
What does it take to throw him in the washing machine after a day's use? Do you know what I mean?
Like, nothing. I don't accept his... Like, I would have to say I'd have big questions over, like...
If...
Like, I don't think it's fair for him to call out... Who did he say? His team? They all do.
Yeah, the lads on the team and his football team do it, he says.
Well, can we hear from some teams this morning? Because I'm sure you want to, like, clear your names. This is not the done thing.
And as you said, I'd be more worried about, you know, if this is the start of it, what else is he like to live with?
Well, I think that's her kind of overall question of, like, you know, if this is kind of base level stuff. She said some of his house behaviour is questionable. Well, I'm not surprised. Killian, come on. You're being very quiet there.
Yeah, I would change my boxers every day, sometimes twice a day. So I showered this morning and I might shower again when I go home from work today, and then I'll put a fresh pair on. Now, the only exception is maybe the weekend, like this weekend, for instance, that I wasn't doing anything. So I met up with friends on Saturday, fell asleep late Saturday night, and then I didn't change them straight away in the morning because I was in bed and I was lounging all day yesterday until I went to the shop. So I showered and changed my boxers.
So what time was
well,
that?
Well, in my head, that's just a waste of boxers now to have a pair just to lie in bed. Do you know, I was like, I'll wear the same. No one's seen me. No one's coming near me. But I would change them every day, sometimes twice a day. And it's a known fact, I think women are the same. But Niall, if we're going on holidays, we might be going for 5 days. But you can guarantee it, there's about 15 boxers going into our suitcase.
Yeah, I always pack too much. Bring a load of knickers. You never know. Like, and also, you get sweaty, don't you?
You do.
Around,
I don't know if I can say the words. I'm not going to say it. But that area. Yeah, you do get sweaty. And it depends if you keep it neat and tidy. It could, you know, if it's not tidy, okay, it could be more sweaty.
Right, let's get some thoughts on this. What would you say to this girl who's made this quite startling revelation about her fella?
Not a lot of support for
not
this
huge,
guy.
Huge amount, no. Ross, good morning, how are you?
Morning, folks.
Go on.
You're disappointed this morning.
I spat me tea out now when I heard that. My God, how stinky is this fella?
Yeah.
You can get a pack of three boxers and pennies for $11.50. It'll cost you three coffees. And my God, turn them inside out though. Here now, that is just that's wrong. Run a mile, girl. Yeah. Smelly, unhygiene. It's just pure unhygiene.
It's
I'm
lazy
sorry,
too.
It's lazy. A day, buy yourself a few pairs of boxers.
Yeah, and wash them.
You know, every Christmas we get socks and boxers.
Yes.
Like, there's no excuse for us men. Like,
Do you know what I think the biggest red flag for me is? Right, and you have to remember that sometimes people move out of home and they try to find their way, and they come up with little like kind of logical
shortcuts
things in their heads that make sense, right? If she had said to this guy, "That is disgusting," and he had turned around and gone, "Is it?" Like that he had actually been able to process it or take it on board. But the fact that he's still running with it and going, no, this is grand, this is just the way it is, that's what would worry me.
I'd be very surprised if his whole football team does the same now, to be honest with you. I'd say that's just a deflection thing, because she's not going to go ask the football team, is she?
Yeah, well, we haven't had any of them on to us this morning.
No, we've heard no representative.
Have you had one person say that they do this or agree with it?
No.
Well, now, do you honestly think someone's going to like admit to this?
Honestly, there's people out there would admit to it 100%. We've heard all sorts now in the last 20 odd years of the dilemma.
Fair play. Well,
unhygienic, wash yourself. Like, I just don't understand how people can be.
Ross, thanks for chatting
thanks
to us. Have a good day.
Have a good day, all right?
Bye,
happy
bye,
Monday.
Bye. Katie was on to us from Carlo. She needs to get some self-respect and dump him. And I just realised he's also training in them on top of wearing them for days on end. Oh, Lord, not well thinking about it, says Katie. And Darren was on to us as well with some thoughts. Let's have a listen.
Lads, that's just pure mank. Like, three pairs of boxers a week. Save on the washing. What's an extra two more boxers? Three more boxers a week. I reckon them football lads are all just saying we put them inside out just to mess with this fella. Because there's no way all them kids, that's what they are, kids, think it's okay to wear boxers twice. Put them inside out.
He's not happy. Any quick thoughts? 085-102-9103. Final thoughts on this from Jenna this morning.
Oh my God, what did I just listen to? When a 5-year-old in the back of the car starts giggling and says, oh no, Avery, what do you think of that? Oh, she can't, she's sick. No, that's so wrong. Oh, he needs to go and get himself checked in.
Thanks for that, Jenna.